Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John? This podcast takes you through the lives of people who have had transparent moments with life, love, and loss. More importantly, they found their triumph through their tribulations. I'm your host, Mr. John. I'm an entrepreneur, singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, but more importantly, I'm happy that you decided to stop by and listen to this episode. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday Motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com. Click on the product store and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay. Get it now. Hey, before I get into what we are going to discuss this week, I want to let you guys know a couple of things. One, we actually have a Facebook family that we are building here at Transparency. It's a private page, but I'm offering it to you. So the first 100 people that sign up will be able to actually speak to me. Some people don't like the telephone number. This way, you can just send in your question to me, and I'll be able to respond directly to you through this podcast. It is on Facebook. It's Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John. Sign up today. I want to be able to speak to transparent people, answer questions, and have the dialogue that we all need to have in this journey of what we call life. So sign on up today. Be part of the tribe. Be part of the family on Facebook at Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John. All right, last week I posted up a IG post, and it went like this. It says, when people say, this is how I am, or I'm going to be myself, it translates in my mind as I'm a narcissistic person that will make no effort to improve myself, even though my attitude is offensive. I don't trip. I just get away from them. Man, did you guys give me some feedback? Some people said they get it. Some people agreed with me. And one person said, why change yourself to fit someone else's narrative, especially if they're going to judge you anyway? Good question. So Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true. And that is true. You need to be honest with yourself. And what's interesting, because I've spoken about this before, is narcissistic folks don't understand that they only see themselves as being right. Everybody else is around them. And I understand, I put it before a quote of their saying, look, to be number one, you have to be odd. And I get it. To thine own self be true. Here's the caveat. To thine own self be true, yet I still live in a society of others. Now, I'm not saying you have to follow the crowd. I'm just saying you have to be aware of your surroundings. And if you choose to be narcissistic, I can make the choice of leaving you alone. I'll never forget, I was working with this young man, and he was like, I know I'm obnoxious, and that's okay. And my mind is like, no, that's not okay. Being obnoxious means that you're trying to be the biggest person in the room with the biggest ego, yet you probably have the lowest self-esteem of everybody in here trying to make yourself look big when you can't be comfortable with your own self. Now, I'm not saying you have to conform or change who you are. I'm saying be aware of your surroundings so you can be who you are in those surroundings, yet not offend possibly those around you. Now, if offending them takes away from your moral understanding of who you are or takes away from your ethics, then definitely stand up. But I don't have to prove myself to be obnoxious or to stand out in a room to have my voice heard. As I've said many times before, I do not have to blow out anybody else's candle to make my light shine brighter. I repeat, Three, two, one. I've said this time and time before. I do not have to blow out somebody else's candle to make my light shine brighter. And nor do you. You don't have to. You can make a choice. I can make a choice to be as comfortable in my skin, to support you, and yet not talk behind your back. Or I don't have to gas up everything else around me to try to make myself look bigger, to make myself stand out even more. And I get that. Some people do. I just choose to stay away from you. And what I'm finding is probably more people or not don't want to have to be around those folks. And it's amazing that the narcissistic people all of a sudden say, well, how come nobody wants to be around me? Because you're a narcissist. Nobody wants to be around that foolishness. And they don't have to be. We all have choices. So you have the choice to stay your saying to the, you have the choice to stay who you are. To thine own self be true. But if being a true makes you a narcissist, I would use other choice words. Guess what? I just choose to walk away from you. Because I choose to be a light that shines brighter without blowing your candle out. Just not a candle I choose to be around. Now, some people will differ than me. Some people may think differently. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call. Thanks. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thelivexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.